Okay, guys, day three of our 21-day challenge. How are you all going with it? Have you popped over to put any comments or add to the conversation over on the Mindful Living group? I haven't been hearing from you, so I am hoping that you're all going well with your challenge. In today's topic, I want to talk a little bit about a new concept that I'm just putting out there. There is a brand new movement, I don't know whether any of you have heard about it, called body neutrality. And a friend of mine has actually introduced me to this concept of body neutrality. And, you know, we all know about the body positivity movement, as opposed to, you know, constantly putting your body down. The body positivity movement is very much all about this concept of, you know, talking your body up and talking, you know, real good positiveness about how you speak to your body. Whereas this concept of body neutrality is this brand new way of actually looking at your body with this non-judgment of swaying, of telling yourself that your body is neither good or bad. It's actually about being in the moment with your body and about how you're feeling about your body at that particular point in time. And I'm absolutely in love with this concept. And so this is where I want to bring our conversation today when we're talking about our mindset. We've all heard about being able to talk positively. So this positive self-talk versus negative self-talk. And knowing that self-talk is this inner voice that helps us make sense of the world. And this is what we were talking about on day two, where perception can have a massive role in that. And, you know, our mind really does help us to interpret the world based on our perceptions, right? But we're told to stop talking negative to ourselves and to start talking positive to ourselves. But I'm wondering if this constant expectation of talking positive to ourselves and really putting out there into the world that we are 100% happy and we're always onto it, and you know, we're always out there. And this is a bit of a concept that you know, I was also talking to my same friend about the body neutrality with, is that so many times I log on to lots of yoga websites or lots of yoga Facebook pages, and all I see is everyone's having a happy time and everyone's feeling fantastic and everyone's doing this and everyone's doing that. And I'm like, that's just bullshit. We can't go around 100% of the time being like we've been smoking crack or weed, unless, of course, we have been doing those things, you know, and this is where we're always on a high, we're always on an up. And I really question the legitimacy of people who are always saying that they're on a high. And this is where I really want to bring in the subject of self-talk neutrality, because I definitely don't want you guys to think that I'm against positive self-talk and that I'm, you know, for negative self-talk, because I'm definitely not into the negative self-talk. I want people to be aware of the way that we speak to ourselves, the way that our mind speaks to us. So this is about, so this self-talk neutrality is actually about sticking to the facts. It's actually about saying how it truly is and not trying to sugarcoat something, I guess you could say. I think what we really need to look at is definitely our self-talk and the words that we're using, but also the tone that we're using as well when we are self-talking and about the truth behind those words that we're using. And this is why I think this concept of self-talk neutrality is going to be really, really important. And when we start talking about some real exploring things over the next couple of days regarding the yogic concept of how we look at ourselves and how we look at others, maybe this concept of self-talk neutrality will become a little bit more clearer. So I'm not saying that positive self-talk is bad, because I do believe that positive self-talk is extremely important to us, because we all know that negative self-talk can be highly toxic for us. But positive self-talk can also cause a real unhealthy emotional outlook, particularly when we're on that cusp of moving from somebody who may have looked at life in one particular way and about to step in and maybe own our shit, okay? This is about finding that middle ground, and it's that real middle ground that helps us to be able to observe and see things from a perspective that is neither positive or negative. It's about just being truthful and honest and sitting in observation without judging, without a critical mind, but without an overzealous or over positive, over, you know, one of those sugar-coated tones that sometimes we need to get. In saying that, I am also all for the fake it till you make it concept, but maybe that's something that we, a conversation that we can have for another day. What I would really like to invite you to do, besides the activity that I have included with your email, I really want to invite you to take some time out with some meditation when you find yourself actually having these inner voices, these inner words and tones going on in your head. Say you come up against something, maybe, I don't know, I think about looking in a mirror, and sometimes I see myself looking at my mirror and going, oh my God, girl, look at those wrinkles. They are just eh. And I often will take a few moments of reflection after saying something like that. And this is what I want to invite you to do. Take a few moments of reflection or meditation about the tone of voice that you might use in those situations and the words that you might use. And just sit in reflection. Don't analyze it as being good or bad. But just sit and notice, and notice the places that you are using these tone, notice the places that you're using these words, and in what context would your tone be a little bit more upbeat? What context would your tone be a little bit more negative? Just those sorts of things to invite a sense of this inner voice awareness. Now, I've also in your email invited you to look at or listen to another audio. So I'm not going to get too much into that, but sometimes it's really interesting to have a look at about where our self-talk or the direction that our self-talk can actually come from. And sometimes there is a link between what we value and the way that we talk to ourselves. So I believe that once we have a real clear understanding of what it is that we truly value in life, then maybe we can start to remind ourselves through our self-talk about how important these values are to us. Anyway, I'm going to let you have a look at that audio in your own time, in your own leisure. But the exercise that I'd like regarding today is around just taking note of the words and the tones that you're using in different self-talk situations. So remember, jump over to the Facebook page, the Mindful Living Group, maybe share some of your experiences. If you're not comfortable sharing there, then please send me an email. Otherwise, I look forward to speaking to you either on Monday night or Thursday night on our online meeting. Hope you're having a fabulous weekend and that you are enjoying this challenge. Take care, guys. Bye.